Good morning. I'm Katie Brumbelow, and this is your daily news update from the Gazette for Monday, October 4th. No one has come forward to help police identify who opened fire Friday night on a birthday party at a Southwest Cedar Rapids hotel, wounding six people, one of them seriously. About 10:30 p.m. Friday, Cedar Rapids police received a report of gunshots at the Ramada by Wyndham Hotel on 33rd Avenue Southwest. The shooting broke out as a birthday party with disc jockeys and dozens of guests was being held in a hotel conference room. Five of the people shot, including a 13-year-old boy, were taken to hospitals with injuries that were not life-threatening. The sixth person was taken to the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics with serious wounds, authorities said. Iowa lawmakers will convene Tuesday at the Capitol for a special session of the legislature where they will consider the first round of proposed new election boundary maps for the state. The redistricting process happens every 10 years, and Iowa and states across the country redraw their political maps to reflect changes in their populations, according to the latest census. Lawmakers will consider and vote on the first set of maps proposed by the state's nonpartisan legislative services agency. If the lawmakers approve that first set of maps, those boundaries will go into effect for the next 10 years, starting with next year's midterm elections in November 2022. If lawmakers reject the first maps, the process resets and the Legislative Services Agency proposes another set of maps. If the lawmakers reject those, then they will be able to make their own amendments to the boundaries. The redistricting process typically takes place during a normal legislative session, which usually runs between January and April or May in Iowa, but this year's redistricting process was postponed because federal census results were delayed by the COVID pandemic. The Iowa Hawkeyes jumped from number 5 to number 3 in the Associated Press poll released Sunday. It's the fourth week that Iowa's been ranked number 5 or better, marking the program's longest run as a top 5 team in the AP poll since 2002. Iowa also moved up to number 3 in the USA Today coaches poll. This sets up a number 3 versus number 4 matchup on Saturday when Penn State comes to Iowa City. It will be the first game at Kinnick Stadium between two top 5 teams since then number 1 Iowa defeated then number 2 Michigan in 1985. Five teams in the Big Ten are ranked in the AP poll. Ohio State is number 7, Michigan number 9, and Michigan State number 11. Now for the weather from the National Weather Service. Monday will be mostly sunny with a high near 73, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Monday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 56, with a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. It should continue to get increasingly warmer during the week, with highs in the mid to high 70s through Sunday. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You can find more news at thegazette.com, including those redistricting maps that lawmakers will consider on Tuesday. You want our news delivered straight to your inbox? Sign up for free today at thegazette.com/newsletters. We've got news, sports, kids' activities. Newsletters from Gazette have something for everyone.